In business news, the Daimler-Chrysler marriage fails and Chrysler feels devalued. The sputtering automaker Chrysler is up for sale, and so far the bids are low. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Billionaire investor Kirk Kerkorian tried to buy Chrysler a dozen years ago. Now he's trying again. Yesterday, his Tresenda Corporation bid $4.5 billion in cash for the money-losing automaker. That number has to sting. When Daimler-Benz bought Chrysler in 1999, it paid more than $36 billion. Eric Merkel is director of forecasting at IRN, an automotive consulting firm in Michigan. He doubts Daimler-Chrysler will go for Kerkorian's bid.
I can't imagine them biting on this, quite honestly, because it's very low. I think that this thing's going to play out for a number of months.
Tresenda wants to take Chrysler private. That way, it says, it can rebuild the company over time without the pressure from Wall Street for quick profits. It also wants to offer the United Auto Workers a share in the company in exchange for help in reducing spiraling health care costs. Other bids for Chrysler include one reportedly from Magna International, a Canadian auto parts supplier, worth $4.7 billion. Auto analyst Merkel thinks Daimler-Chrysler should take its time.
It would be in Daimler's best interest to hold on to Chrysler. I mean, if you want to sell it, wait for market conditions to improve, wait for some of these big product introductions to hit the marketplace.
The company's stock closed up more than 5% yesterday, hitting its highest level in more than 7 years. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.